Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tuatonga Vailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tua the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines here, huh? Brought to us by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Yeah. Oh, hello, Jennifer!
You can't do that now.
I can do it. Why not?
No, see. No,
we're sitting there hobnobbing.
No.
You guys sound like you're up to shenanigans.
Just say.
You know what?
Did you talk about your radio tease on break, Leroy?
He did. It wasn't a radio tease. It was a personal tease. The rest of you guys can go to.
Like, it was. I just like. You know what I like? I think if we could have our own little wing, we'd have so much fun. People screw it up.
So you guys bothered somebody in the office?
No, we didn't.
You bother in the office?
We didn't bother anybody.
You guys bothered
we
somebody.
We go say, listen, there's a select few hi. People mm-hmm. we say hi to, and we have conversations with because we're interested in, hey, how's it going? What's going on? Haven't seen you in a minute. What's up?
Who did That's you ignore?
It. We didn't ignore anybody.
We didn't ignore anyone.
You know, first of all, stop. You know the people and why. Right, and most of the people
he sips his coffee.
most of the people in this building know how tight we are. So when we hear other stories about bickering and stuff like that, I'm like, I don't think we've ever
who's sniveling.
Nobody.
We're not
I'm
alone.
Just saying.
Oh, you're not revealing yet. Nothing. There's infighting. There's infighting in the building.
No, no,
let us know.
No, it was just. I'm just saying.
No, it's like, those two girls.
Wait, here's what I would say. People are amazed at how we all get along.
I love
the four
Tamara.
Of us. That's it. That was the conversation. I'm like, no, we actually hang out.
Who's beefing?
Nobody.
Come on. I haven't seen Dina and TC together.
That's such a lie. He's
on vacation.
It's like what? They were hosting a gala together.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
A gala or a gala?
Oh, stop it.
Okay. I meant what
See,
I said.
That's Every time we try to say
how cool
we are.
The point is that we were just talking to a friend and I care for this person.
Oh, it's the Radio Libre people.
No.
Oh, it is.
Stop spreading rumors.
What are you doing?
You're being rude.
You're the worst.
Wow.
You're the worst.
All right, I get it. Say less. So say less is the kid's
Every say. Time you, Miho gets up, you know what I want to sing?
No.
Welcome to Lollipop Land. Lollipop Land. I just like.
Basically, what the whole point is that we're very grateful to all like each other and enjoy each other's company.
Yes.
And that we don't have beef.
Like in
unless
we've always,
there is beef.
I we've all, look, I've we've always been that way though.
Radio beef bread.
I don't think I've
Stop!
Ever
no!
have we ever have we ever had a real argument?
No.
And we've been all over the country, and everywhere we yelled at each other, somebody thought.
I think it was your brother yesterday, or somebody was liking a lot of our old stuff on Facebook yesterday, and he liked the. He liked you losing your mind over the history of effing football, and I was like, "Man, that was a great clip." Like and funny enough, we were actually arguing over Tua. That's how old it was, drafting Tua, and you were talking about offensive line,
right?
And man, you lost your mind. God, that was funny.
Really?
God, that was funny.
I mean, was it funnier than the rat in the grill?
No. Oh. But you guys should have been there visually to see his little rat ass on fire.
That's awful.
What'd you hit for a home run?
Possum.
The possum.
I didn't know they didn't care.
You guys
rabies.
Speak about me. You're out here setting rats on fire.
At least I say what I am. You keep denying
minute.
This birdering business.
I said what I did, and I did nothing. Okay, I took care of a bird.
You took care of him all right.
I mean, geez, you know, birds live for hundreds of years.
Well, you know what? Steamer. It's his fault.
Who the hell's Steamer?
The Steamer people that were there.
Oh, that's who killed the bird.
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't open windows.
What bird?
Too hot! Can't breathe!
I guess you could say that Radio Libre is not exactly birds of a feather over
but
there.
But why do you keep
What are you doing? Dude! You're the worst. You're the worst.
What?
It looked like they're getting along over there. Yeah.
Different crew, though.
No.
But why are you stirring things up?
Why are you stirring things
you
up?
You guys are. You guys are the ones who were gone.
We were talking like we always do.
Huh. Weather update?
Please.
It's cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
So it has warmed up a bit, but it's still relatively cool in the morning, so... You're getting your lows in your low 60s, so you're 10 degrees warmer. Mm. So I would then take that all. Winds are, as you can see, out of the east, southeast, so it'll get a little warmer. The humidity is not bad. It is partly cloudy. I don't think there's a chance of rain because it's not very humid, even though it's partly cloudy. And I'm guessing right now it's probably 75, 80 degrees because, it is warmer. But it doesn't feel that way because it's cooler in the morning and there's not a whole bunch of humidity.
How you do, Froggy?
That was excellent.
That was good.
If I should say so myself, spot on.
I tell you what, whether it's over at Radio Libre, frosty.
They do keep a very cool room.
Yeah, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Cold shoulder, too.
I'm going to show you the cold shoulder.
He's good.
What is wrong with you guys? For reasons, not even just... All right.
All this beef talk got us going.
Are you hungry now?
Are you hungry now?
Why? Is there something in the kitchen? Because...
No. I have not gone back there.
A little carne asada? I'll investigate.
Man.
No. That's beef, right? No. Mm. That was the fart. I'm telling you, that barbecue pork...
Mm-hmm.
Taco.
You want it?
With the onions. All it had was onions on it. That was delicious.
It was loaded.
I want, you know onions. What? I want to ask my buddy if he can make me, you know how he gives me the pork chunks? Barbecue pork chunks and some barbecue sauce. How would that? That would be excellent. Excellent.
That's a great thing. That's on Steve.
Hey, don't let. I didn't say birds live for hundreds of years.
Yeah,
but
you did say that.
Hold on, yeah. Listen.
No, I googled it. You're good.
I had a parrot, a Amazon parrot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, if the bird dies before you do, we'll give you another one.
Hmm.
The bird is still alive.
Wow.
With the girl that I dated in 1993.
Yeah, parrot in captivity can live anywhere between 70 to 80 years.
Do you think it still says your name?
No.
What? Fat shamer.
He used to, like, I had a dog, and he would call the dog, and the dog would go over, and then he'd slide down and bite him in the ass.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Here, Pepper.
They had beef.
Here, Pepper.
Is that what happened to Scooby? Is that why Washington had to go?
Scooby never met Washington.
No one ever met Washington.
I understand. Didn't want him as an accessory to the case.
Uh-huh. Keep him out of it. Less he knows, the better.
Little innocent eyes.
Timbo's like, no, don't let Leroy slide saying birds live for 100 years. I said birds live for 100 years. They do.
Well, you said hundreds of
hundreds.
Yeah, you did say
okay,
hundreds.
Sorry.
I looked it up. There's like one bird that lives to like 120, and I was like, that's good enough. I'm fine with that. That's good enough.
We'll take a break. Hear a little from Mike McDaniel. His thoughts on going into this cold weather monster Thanksgiving game. Back after this. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. We got a pair of Heat and Suns tickets to give away. Heat, they're back in action tonight, 7:30. Preheat is at 6:15. Solana will get you ready for Heat and Bucks. Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, look at that.
You guys found more drama?
No.
Okay.
Can't trust you guys together now.
She's the only drama right now.
Shenanigans.
She's lashing out.
I would like you to be drama-less.
Mm. She's got it. She can't get it together, though.
Look how red she is.
I know. She's very...
You know where it's drama-free? What? Right here in the studio when you sit down for the break. Just, you know?
Marcos and I just looking at each other, you know. What were we talking about during the break? I don't even remember. Oh, we were making fun of something. We were making fun of a new meme.
Oh, that chill guy meme.
Yeah, I don't get this chill guy meme.
What is that?
You ever seen the Archer looking guy?
Yeah, you haven't seen this thing go around? He's like a dog or a moose or something like that. And he's just like got his hands in his pocket. He's got a little smirk on his face.
Yeah.
And everybody's just like, you know, got a lot of work to do today, but it don't matter to me because I'm just a chill guy. And then they just put that thing there, right? Or it's like, you know. Jalen Waddle had 140 yards, right, but it doesn't matter because he's just a chill guy. That's just the meme. But Marcos and I are confused because we're like, isn't this the same thing as the Kevin James meme?
It really is. Is it not the same thing?
I thought it was.
No, he's standing the same.
Isn't it?
Kevin James, like he's looking a little sheepish. No,
like this, sorry. That's like the shy guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same.
Kind of shy.
Hands in their pockets.
Hands in the pockets.
A little smirk. Like, we get it. I found out it's from the chill guy meme,
chill
right?
Thing.
It's literally everywhere. It's from a digital artist, Philip Banks, who has the same name as Will Smith's
uncle
in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But he is unrelated, RIP, Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil.
Philip Banks, just a digital artist, made it in 2023, and apparently, you know how the internet works. Out of nowhere.
Just out of nowhere, it just becomes a thing.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's just become a thing. But I don't get it.
Yeah, but it's okay. We don't have to get it because I'm a chill guy.
You're a chill frog.
Can't get too cold, though, you know. It's scary.
Another chill guy, Mike McDaniel.
Oh.
He's got a strategy for the cold.
Mm. Oh. Hey,
I heard this. Like, are we really going to play this? So, it's just going to get people worked up.
Mike McDaniel on what he's going to do to help with the cold.
What are some of those little things that you guys are going to do to try to replicate that? And then also, how do those narratives about the Dolphins not being able to play in the cold make you specifically feel?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
Pretty good.
Really?
Pretty good.
That's, you know what?
Pretty good.
Considering the way people are questioning playing in the cold, I would say that was a perfect answer. Like, there is no, all you can do is go out and play. You can't, there's no preparing for it.
Didn't they throw snow last time?
There's no prepare. There's certain things that you experience that there is no getting ready for it. Like, you just deal with it. And you don't make a big deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you deal with the conditions. And that's the way it is. If you start thinking about it too much, that will take your mind off the game. So it's the kind of the thing of, oh, it's not cold. It's not that cold. I'm not wearing sleeves. It's not that cold. Hell yeah, we're cold. We're freezing. But you can't, like, you just got to deal with it. So I think it's more of a hindrance to have people ask them over and over and over and over and over and over again.
It is what it is, though. Like, and, you know, like, again, until they do it, they're going to get asked about it.
If there's a situation going on, say, in your life,
yep,
and you're trying to get through it and trying to manage it the best way that you can.
Right.
You know what make it worse? Somebody asking you about it over and over and over and over and over again. That's the reality of it, right? Now, let's be clear. We all talk about the Dolphins playing in the cold like nobody's ever played in the cold before. All the players aren't from Miami. There's some players from up north that played in god-awful cold conditions.
No, it's not that they haven't played in the cold. They haven't won in the cold.
But no. I'm saying, but we're treating it as if though all the players on the Dolphins team are all from, you know who's played in some cold-ass weather? Zach Sealer.
Mm-hmm.
Calais Campbell.
You know who we're worried about, though, dude.
I know, but I'm just saying, let's, like,
We're talking about old shortstop hands. That's who we're worried about. We really could just make this a Tua in the cold. Can Tua go in the cold? It's not really anybody else. Nobody else are we worried about.
But we've been saying,
maybe Jalen Waddle.
We were saying this about the last quarterback and the quarterback before that. And this is something that's plagued the Dolphins for a while. It's not just now.
December swoons have been a thing for a while.
It's not just now, though.
But it's when you have a quarterback from Hawaii, played in Alabama, says he's going to go. Like, yeah, it's a thing.
You know what? Philly had a guy from Hawaii. That was a return guy, special teams guy. I can't think of his name right offhand. Really good. Like, it, I can't. Dude, I'm from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school in Michigan.
Yep.
Right?
So you got your chops.
And it was, no. Mm-hmm. I never played a cold game.
You got
game.
Your chops.
Let me explain something to you for the 100th time.
I'm giving you credit.
When I was at Michigan,
mm-hmm.
my season was already over.
Mm-hmm.
At this point.
But you revved it up, you know?
No, what do you mean?
See, your body
I played
went,
my first really cold game
yeah.
in Cleveland.
Right.
And it was god-awful. But you know what fixed it?
Hmm?
Getting hit.
It's a slow curve up from Louisiana
no.
to Michigan to Cleveland.
I never played in maybe two cold games in 4 years.
That's two enough. It's experience.
You don't think Tua's never playing a cold game?
I think he had like one, you know? But it's he's got to win. He's got to win in the cold. You know,
we're taking the circumstances and making the circumstances the reason why they're not winning, and that's not why they haven't won.
Can't say it's not why they haven't won. Mike McDaniel says, though, that they're going to say they can't do it until they do it.
They will always say you can't until you can.
He's not
so,
helping.
I mean,
he
it's not,
not helping.
It didn't really make me feel anything. I think I have an expectation, just like, you know, just like I know that when after we win a game, you guys will, you know, look me in the eye. And if we lose, you don't look at me.
What?
Can I just say this?
We're ready, dude.
It's moments
we
like
are ready.
It's moments like this when you want some reassurances from your leader.
Yes.
You want your head coach to make you feel better about the situation you're going into.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not.
No, I think he did.
No, he didn't.
I think he did.
He did not. But again, like,
he actually had a pretty interesting.
You're worried about the.
I'm not worried about the.
Everybody's
wrong
worried about the damn cold. The cold is not the issue.
It's got all of it, right? Like it's a trifecta of narrative kill. All right, good team on the road.
Prime time.
Bad weather.
See, first it was prime time, right?
Yep.
They won. Then it.
But
was,
the Rams might stink.
No, they
might stink.
But at the time, you said it was a primetime game.
Right. I'll give him primetime.
So, like, okay, stop.
But it's a primetime indoors. So you got a couple ticks.
That's not indoors.
Yeah, it is. SoFi.
SoFi's not indoors.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it retractable?
Yeah, come on.
So now he's making.
I saw a dome on there, dude. I'm pretty sure it's got a
roof. Right. Let me tell you.
I think they got windows.
I know it's the. Dude, it's open top.
I don't think it is. It
says a roof never opens.
Yeah,
but it's not a dome.
It's window. It's weird. It's like a. It's an indoor place. I'm calling it a dome. I'm sorry.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You saw
it's an outdoor stadium.
It's not outdoors.
It's an indoor-outdoor stadium.
Doesn't rain there!
It's the first indoor-outdoor stadium to be constructed. What do you want me to do? You're both right. It's not a dome, but there's a roof. It's very strange.
The worst.
But here's the
thing. Do you not understand? Sometimes.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to go on break. You're not going to be here the rest of the week.
Oh.
Why are you trying to go on a bang? Why are you trying?
I'm not doing anything.
Why are you trying to be? Why is it? This is what he said. He said, hey, D, you might want to listen today. I'm going to get him today. I'm going to get him today. I got 3 days off. Ooh, I'm going to get him. Why? You going out of your way.
I'm not going out of my way.
It says,
first of all,
is it?
Hold on,
I'm calling
you
got
you two.
You called the
wow.
sting.
No. You two spent last segment giggling like a couple of school kids.
No, we weren't even laughing
were.
At that.
Oh,
no,
you
we were not laughing.
A couple of giggling.
We really weren't.
I was trying to stir the pot and trying to start rumors.
I'm not a
monster. You just
I'm not a
monster. Segment. What are you talking about?
But like that's not fair. You're not allowed to bring something to the
show. No, because if I come in here and you ask something, if it's something that was told in private and in confidence, I'm not going to go ahead and just spill it out.
Okay,
on
you
got to
say it like this. Tobin, no. But you were giggling.
Oh, so I have to talk to you like a child? No!
Like, what are we supposed to do?
Slap? I'm always giggling.
If you guys,
slap your hand.
If you guys giggle, I'm assuming it's a bit.
It's not a bit.
Can I just say this? You're the one with the bits. No, we don't do
Seriously,
bits.
Seriously, I don't do bits. I cannot.
You do bits.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay, dude. We all do bits. No.
Okay.
Except when you're Sergei Bobrovsky.
Let me just say this.
Blocking the bits.
That's an outdoor stadium.
Okay.
Well, okay.
What was that thing that I saw on top of it yesterday?
They had the roof closed.
I don't think it closes. I think it's just there. I think they have windows. But Mike McDaniel had this to say about the cold at Lambeau. And I got to say, I've never thought of it like this. That Lambeau is so historic and so full of nostalgic goosies.
Oh.
You don't think about the cold as much. Here's the Dolphins head coach.
What are we talking about? We're talking about playing a football game in a really, really cool environment. One that, you know, I think out of all the places to play in the cold weather, you think about the cold probably the least in Lambeau. You can't help it. You can't escape the history. And, you know, I know our guys are going to be juiced for just the opportunity to play on Thanksgiving. I think that's a big deal to a lot of people. So I'm not necessarily spending too much time thinking about it because you can't. You make a plan, you execute the plan, and if everyone's got their mind right, then you have a chance to succeed at executing the plan.
Wow. Did you get the goosies going to Lambeau? Other than them mooning you.
No, because they mooned us all.
What about when you walked in, though, and you didn't see any cheeks?
It is a unique place because it goes house, stadium. House, bar, stadium. It is literally, like, in the neighborhood. Like like the old OB.
They still send them bleachers there?
Oh, gross.
Yes.
Wow.
They do have a lot of outdoor stadiums.
Poor.
Wow. Jesus. They may have redone them. It's not really, it's one of the smaller stadiums, only like 60,000. And sure. it's really, you know, you drive up and everybody in Wisconsin's there. It's cool. And it's even better when you beat their butts and leave. But as far as.
And anger Joe Buck.
As far as iconic places. When you're in the division, it's not, you know what I mean?
Because
I felt the same thing about Soldier Field, right? You play in Kansas City, same thing. You played in Cowboy Stadium.
But I would say Lambeau's still got Lambeau, like the most nostalgia out of everybody.
Yeah. I would say Lambeau and the Superdome because it's really the two of the places that they have never moved either one of those stadiums.
What was that for?
It's unimpressive. Just look at it.
What are you not impressed with? Lambeau Field? It's a cool stadium to go into. Yeah.
You know what I can do at a Hard Rock Stadium?
What?
Play Mortal Kombat. Think I can do that at Lambeau?
Do they have an arcade there now?
They have a huge arcade.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's where they have the broadcasting... The like two games I covered for Solana. I was like, where the hell has this been the whole time? It's like right next to, oh yeah, Live Nightclub. Take that, Lambeau.
Live Nightclub was like right next to the. Boom, 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 boom. Can you imagine having it right next to this?
That's really just like, please, can you just keep it down a little bit? Please?
It is a cool place. There's a few cool places. I tell you what was more terrifying than Lambeau Field playing at Oakland.
Oh, the black hole.
Yeah, we had to, because like, you come in and you go like down. There's a bridge right here. And then you go down and then around to the stadium. And you damn near had to go in there in jail buses.
Yeah, not
anymore.
Because
people throw stuff at you.
That place in Vegas is nice.
Nice.
Mm.
We went there at all the different stages.
Cam Ward's going to love it.
We went there at all the different stages, yeah. Didn't we? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like when they just started. You know, the F1 was just tonight.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Going to be boots on the ground tonight for Heat and Bucks. Say hello if you see your boy Tobes over there. Love taking selfies.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do.
It is my favorite thing to do. Hey, it's the funny guy. Do you guys want me to act all unprofessional in these press conferences? We've gotten some silly stuff the last couple times. All right? Oh. I think that the reporter voice works. Because if I come too clownish, they don't feel like they want to be clowny. They're probably taken aback by it.
Realize you need a voice in, like, you know, journal. Like, for example, all the TV reporters.
Mm-hmm.
They all talk like this. Mm-hmm. Next at 6. So, you know, you got to be professional. I get it.
I can't do that, though.
Yeah, no, that one's rough.
Yeah. I'm not a TV professional. I'm a carnival baka.
He's a carnival baka.
So, here's what I got for damages done. So, yesterday, I get this press release because I'm on this, I guess, media list. I didn't even realize I signed up for this, but we did have Jake Paul on a couple times, so I guess they just like stick him on there.
Yeah.
And so I got this press release from Jake Paul's people, and it's a long statement. And this is kind of under the impression of like I have with, you know, what I think Marcos is going to talk about, but like when something's over. Just move on. I don't need you guys to continue to harp on it. We all tuned in. We all watched it. We all were horrified by what we watched.
Horrified.
But, like, this is the statement from Most Valuable Promotions regarding fictitious claims that undermine the integrity of Paul versus Tyson, which already in the title of the statement is a ridiculous thing to say.
Right.
The integrity of Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
It's boxing.
He's 60. You don't have any integrity. If you had integrity in the first place,
you wouldn't have fought him.
You wouldn't have signed up for the fight. What do you mean? So, the idea that you even have 5 paragraphs after this to defend the integrity of Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Because here's the thing, Leroy. People really hate Jake Paul, right? And so now the latest thing is, people think Mike Tyson was holding back, right? They think he was holding back. This is the thing. They can't get in their mind. They would rather believe that that Mike Tyson, because you hate Jake Paul.
You know why? You know why he was holding back? Because if he would have swung a few more times, then he would have got knocked out by a body punch.
Dude, if the only person who was holding back on that night was Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Jake Paul had him staggering a couple of times.
Jake Paul could have sent that poor old man to the hospital. That's the facts about it. And I know nobody wants to hear that because we love Mike Tyson. Nobody wants to talk about this. Remember, like, how many talk Vlad, he's like, no, Myron Mike's gonna get him. Joe Rose, come on, Tubbs, no, that's not gonna happen. Guys, 58. That's it.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why in the hell do you think Chuck Norris could kick my ass?
I've told you this because you don't respect the kick.
He's 8!
Here we go again. This is...
You see what I'm saying? I would like to give him a -1 for...
What?
No. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm just done.
The opening is... -1. The wide circulation of incorrect and baseless claims that undermine the integrity of Paul versus Tyson, Most Valuable Promotions would like to set the record straight regarding the contractual agreements and the nature of the fight. Rigging a professional boxing match is a federal crime in the United States of America. Paul versus Tyson was a professional match sanctioned by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations, which, by the way, you want to talk about the most fluid boxing regulations there are in America.
Texas?
Texas.
They had more fights than...
Both fighters, in good faith, performed to the best of their abilities with the goal of winning the fight. There was absolutely no restrictions, contractual or otherwise, around either fighter. Each boxer was able to use their full arsenal to win the fight. Any agreement to the contrary would violate the boxing rules. I mean, you know, come on. But the fact that you guys are sitting here sending statements to reporters defending the integrity of Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson is like, hey, bravo to you guys. You got away with it. You got a bunch of people fooled and tuning in. We become stupider as a country by the day. It's okay. Congrats. Everybody, take your money. Mike Tyson, I hope you made a gazillion dollars. Jake Paul, I hope you made a gazillion dollars. But don't sit here and sit like, oh, we have to put out a statement to right the wrongs of everybody thinking that Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul was rigged. Nah, if people were idiots and they wanted to bet it on a 60-year-old, that's on you. Anyway, what do you got, Leroy?
So, after hearing you say that Tyson had no chance against Jake Paul.
You're still, really? You're going to go with this? That's your damage?
Yeah. I'm having a very difficult time with almost the same age difference of you thinking that Chuck Norris could kick my ass. It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
We're looking at Tyson knocking fools out 25 years ago, right? Just like you looking at Chuck Norris kicking fools 30 plus years ago. I would kick Chuck Norris's ass.
I don't know. Did you see that video we got tagged on? Intimidating. Yeah.
Chuck Norris pretty good.
Hands. JFig?
Time waits for no man, unless it's Chuck Norris.
I just want to say,
glad you could pile on. Okay.
Are you ready? Are
yes.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm okay. Oh. I'm okay. Go ahead. Go
just
ahead.
Just want to make sure.
Do your thing.
Friend.
Do your thing. Do your thing.
Very upset at me.
Do your thing.
I just want to say you're welcome, Leroy.
Wow.
What did I do?
I basically gave you new life when it comes to tacos.
What are you talking about?
Just look how happy you are.
Wow. The damage has been done.
The damage is done. You no longer hate tacos to the point that were fascinating about it.
Oh, dude,
maybe an hour ago.
That is a fancy ass taco that you are having.
No, minimal. Watch how I have to roll it up.
Look how much.
It's only got onions
on that.
Is there any meat in there?
It's onion, though.
Seems like it's only onion. That was an onion taco.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Look how things smell. You saw how things smell?
Flying out of there. Is that cabbage?
It's onion. It's pickled onions.
Okay. I'm trying to lie to the radio audience.
But it's barbecue.
Is that arugula?
Barbecue.
Leroy.
Look at you.
Barbecue.
You look so happy. And I love seeing you happy.
Barbecue. It was tasty. And it did look. That's I picked the taco with the least amount of stuff on it. All
that's
it had was
not true. Because look how much stuff you have there.
No, it was all of one thing. Though.
Look at that.
Onions.
You can barely wrap the tortilla.
He's a great man, but he's got flimsy food takes. He's
what
very
are you talking about?
You're very easily very swayed. True. You're very easily swayed.
And I'm just glad that I was able to direct you in the right path, you know?
Very true.
Look at
Silly
that.
Sauce says Leroy is a fraud taco lover.
Look at that.
No, I'm not! No, I'm not! Keep in mind. See, first of all, damn all of you. Because let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. What can't you do? You can't go have beverages without no food on you. So I went, first of all, look, see in the corner behind me? Pizza. Mm.
And you didn't even go for the pizza.
All the boxes
something
were in. I did.
Like, and you went
Wait,
for tacos.
I went. No, I went to the boxes. They were empty.
Let me know when you can fill in for Jalen Ramsey with the way you're backpedaling.
I'm not backpedaling. I have to get something in my system. Mm-hmm. Now, did I not come to you?
You did. And I'm
and
very
I said,
thankful for
what
that.
Are all these
he literally
things
grabbed
here?
Me from the conversation I had just to go ahead
no,
and consult
I'm like, what is
him
it?
On what
because
taco to grab.
The one thing I thought looked like chicken tenders, it was fish. So couldn't imagine
still
putting
debatable.
That in your mouth.
We still have no idea.
We still have no idea. Right? So I looked at the other one. That was beef.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my only other choice except the things in the little container right there, which I had no idea what that was. There was no explanation. There was no sign. So I looked at it. It looked like pork. It only had one thing on top of it. I'm like, I got to go with this. But I couldn't keep having adult beverages and not have nothing on my stomach.
Understood.
Back then the tacos. It wasn't like, ooh, I didn't want nobody. Ooh, J-Fig, tacos.
I'm pretty sure always you had a meal before you got there.
No, I didn't.
Always a convenient excuse.
Really?
Speaking of convenient excuses, Froggy?
I mean, the man is taking on the music industry, guys. One man versus them. You're really going to side with the label? This isn't even Drake versus Kendrick.
I'm not siding with the label. I just think it's so.
It has nothing to do with the beef. We're above the beef. Hey, he lost. You know, I lost that game.
Are you above the beef? Because I don't think you are.
This doesn't seem like he's accepting defeat.
This is as an artist. Tobin's an artiste. He gets it. He's an artsman. Fair. This is how you get them in. You have to fight against the music industry sometimes because they put in these little games. Payola, guys. That's payola.
That's not what payola is.
I don't know what that means, but I saw that word and I felt like it was dope. This is a source close to the situation explains it as this. Drake has decided to file this suit not just because the Not Like Us song. It's bigger than just the song. That's why he's suing the label and not Kendrick directly. From what this source was told, Drake feels as if the label UMG, Universal Music Group, is using money he's made them to fund Kendrick Lamar's song, burying him amidst a sensitive label negotiation. He feels the label is not protecting a major asset, him, which is conveniently tied around the deal that he's currently in negotiation for. From what this source was told.
What negotiation? Is he like trying to get his rights? Is he like doing a new album? Like what's the negotiation for?
Apparently just a new contract with UMG. Mm. That'll give him more power and control of all of his music.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have lost a beef. You would have gotten a better number.
Soft.
The other guy raps really well. If this was Taylor Swift, a lot of these things can would have never happened.
Can you stop bringing her up?
She went through, she went through the same thing though.
Yeah.
Where she tried to buy her.
Oh, yeah.
She tried to buy
and everyone was like, oh, that guy's a jerk. That guy's a jerk. But when Drake does it, it's just Katy Perry.
He has bigger problems.
She also didn't lose a beef to Katy Perry. Like, you know, like it's there was no, she was in a management beef. Like if this was just straight Drake versus the man.
It's not fair.
Okay. But everybody clearly is seeing that this is sour grapes over losing the beef.
It's not fair. It's not fair. If Taylor was in a beef with Beyonce, then maybe we'd have a different result. But no, Kendrick wants to come into his little win the cuss.
Didn't he come after him first?
No. What? No, he was literally sitting one day.
No, but it was a back and forth.
Yeah, until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't. And he thinks that was artificially made.
Not only was it artificially made, it was artificially made with my money. If you're going to cheat, don't use the money
I made.
How does
he know that?
Because he makes all the money for Universal Music.
All of it?
No, because Taylor Swift is on Universal as well, but a good portion of it. A little 1A, 1B.
He's got like a monopoly on all the money? Jesus. Drake music?
Drake really. Even other people's music, he buys that. And he's like, that's mine.
Well, that's why Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson had beef. Because Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog.
Yeah. Drake does the same thing.
Who did he buy?
Rick Ross.
Did he really?
Yeah, they were beefing. And he's like, yeah, well, I own your music now, buddy.
Well, that is a power move. But I would like him to stop whining.
DeMar DeRozan is not a Hall of Famer.
All right. Take a break. Back after this.
Damage is done. Damage
done. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.